You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. If you got a car, I got a guy. You got a car? I got a guy. If you have any questions about your car, past or present, because I got questions about old cars even. We should let it go, right? Once you've lost a car, once you've it's given up the ghost, let it go.
You must let it fly.
Let it go.
Let it go to car heaven.
All right,
to
then
the
forget
next
it.
Owner.
My old 76 Toyota Corolla wagon. It was so, the keys would fall out of the ignition while it was still running and keep going.
Oh, I have key issues. I just had a car, my own personal car had a key issue. I needed to get a new key to mm-hmm. get my car to run.
Oh, and, a new key to get it to run?
Yeah, it had to be programmed.
You could only open it before?
I could barely open it. I had to get the key out of the fob. You know how they make them, they marry them now. You walk around with the male
they
and
don't
female
like each
together,
other.
Though they stay together.
All right, then.
Yeah, they need each other.
Okay.
So, my Mazda, my 86 Mazda 323, you could open the door with a twig.
Yeah. It had, same thing as a Corolla.
Whatever you wanted to do.
Any
yeah.
key, you use any key to open my 76 uh-huh. Toyota Corolla.
Well, you mean just pull it?
No, it would be locked.
You had to push something
you had to
into
put
the some, hole.
You had to put, yeah.
No,
and then you had to turn it.
The first car that I stole was
what
a 1961
I'm sitting at the Nick D show myself.
Chevy, and you just had to turn the lock. You didn't even need a key.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just had to get something in there and then
right.
you had to twist.
Twist the shutters.
I'm going to mark that one down.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. Well done.
I also had a crank sunroof.
Did you really?
Yeah. I love my crank sunroof.
I had a pull back or crank.
Yeah, exactly. 312-981-7200. You can either give us a call with a question you have about your car or tell us about your favorite car you ever had, your first car. My first cars, I have three first cars. Is that possible?
Sure.
Okay.
Which one did you drive?
The first one I really drove was the 76 Toyota Corolla, but I also had an 80-something. Do you remember the Subaru Brat?
Yes.
I had a Subaru Brat, but it was a stick shift, and it was a nightmare to try to figure out how to drive that.
Does that say anything about the owner?
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a Brat, and then I had an 89 Volkswagen Rabbit.
My first car was a 58 Chevy Biscayne, 3-speed on the column, black and white 2-tone 2-door.
Wow.
Great
See, that
car.
Sounds way cooler awesome. Than the cars that I started out with.
And one day I was backing out of my driveway with the door open and I lost the door on a tree.
Oh, my God.
I forgot it was open.
You know, that happens. That happens.
Yeah, it happens.
There's
yeah.
worse things. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. Tell us about your first car. Or if you have a car question that you've been waiting to ask Warren, and you can ask us. He's a European and U.S. auto. Finish it for me.
4080 North Broadway, Chicago, Illinois, 773-248-1200.
There you go. I have a pen in here somewhere. It has all the information, too, but I thought it's too late.
That's okay.
Here.
I should have brought you another one.
No, I got some. Oh, yeah. I took a couple last time I was at your shop. So,
okay.
Yeah. Every time I'm in there, I'm like, oh, look at this. Oh, he's got a blue pen. Oh, look at this. Nice copper. I like the copper ones.
The copper ones, they write very
orange.
Nicely. I use them so people can sign their credit cards with us.
That's a good one.
And then there's a stylist on the end, and they can text while they're driving and have another accident. Yeah,
exactly. You do it all. Yeah. Auto body and mechanic. Yes.
I want to ask a question about my car. I was waiting, and I know I could do this off the air, but I'll go ahead and do it on the air.
Do it now.
When temperature changes from cold to warm, is it normal for a car to like all of a sudden start making really loud screeching noises right when you first turn it on and move it? Like, is the metal just changing a little bit and then it'll go away? Or does that sound bad?
Well, you've got issues possibly with lubrication in areas like in your pulleys.
Okay. My pulleys aren't lubricated.
Your
is what
pulleys
you're saying.
Might not be lubricated.
I hate
okay.
that.
Or you should
I
say
so
that the bearings
that
they spin on are getting tired. You could say that the belt that spins on them isn't tight enough.
Okay.
Or wearing.
All right.
And it's not gripping well. And once it does get speed going, it maintains and the noise goes away.
That is exactly what happens. Okay. So it's one of those things.
I kind
of
got that one.
Well, good. Cool.
It's like you know stuff about
it's like he knows
cars.
Car stuff.
A couple
and then
things.
It's bad when you brake and you also hear noises, right? Like that's usually not a good thing. Exactly.
Is that
exact
what you
noise.
Hear?
Yeah,
that
I hear that
you
exact
hit something?
Noise. No, it's when I just brake in general. It's
Does
just,
it squeal?
It's like scraping. It's like a scraping noise.
Okay. It could be that your brake pads and rotors or shoes and drums have some
I think my car has so many
them.
Things wrong with it. I should just drive it till it falls apart.
I
right?
thought you were. I thought you were doing that.
I guess
that's,
I am, yeah.
That's what I did with the Accord.
The Accord's still running.
Is it really still?
It's still running.
Who's driving it?
Terry Staley's brother-in-law.
Yeah? Does he like it?
I don't know. He hasn't called me.
All right, then.
Well, so, he hasn't complained. No calls, good.
Good thing. Yeah. Yes, that's good. It was a good car.
It still is.
It was just time for me to...
You have to come and get the things that you left behind.
My stuff, yes.
Your boots.
I need a car. Uh-huh. I need something to get around with because it's getting a little dicey in my house. Here we have Matthew has a question about OnStar. Here we go. Matthew, what's your question for Warren?
On a 2006 Buick, I've got the OnStar system. And I'm used to having cars that are older, and you can, you know, let a vehicle sit for 3 weeks. And I noticed with this OnStar, it'll just kill your battery. So I end up, you know, just disconnecting the battery. Is there any way to disengage the OnStar system? I don't subscribe to it.
I have a question. So you're saying you let the car sit for about 3 weeks sometimes?
I can't see that the OnStar is drawing it at all. You possibly have something else that's creating that problem.
The drain?
Yeah, because if it's not connected, it's not drawing power. It's not drawing, the signal isn't drawing to a satellite.
Mm-hmm. I think there could be something else.
When was the last time you replaced your battery, or has this been happening since you've had the car? And are you the new owner or original owner?
Yeah, my dad had it before he passed away.
Sorry, but it was
a new battery at the time. But, yeah, I just disconnect the battery, and it's never a problem.
Well, then maybe it still isn't the OnStar, but it could be another circuit that's pulling juice. Because I can't see the OnStar. If it's not working, if there's no – it only works when you ask it to.
Okay, well, you know how just for instance –
Is that a cat? Hold on. Is that a cat, Matthew?
Yeah, yes it is.
Craig, listen very close. Does your cat sound like this?
Go ahead. Let the cat get close to the phone.
Don't pull its tail.
Yeah, stop pulling its tail.
And
definitely don't take a bath with it like Craig's been tempted to. Take a shower with his cat.
They talked about a criminal up here that got caught with a OnStar system where the police just stopped the vehicle. And I was just curious. I wonder, would he have to be subscribed to the OnStar?
Absolutely. You can't do it unless you are subscribed. Mm-hmm. They can't go fishing for a fish they can't catch.
All right.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So there's because it does seem like it's the system is still on. I mean,
you mean the red light is on your roof of your car?
There's a red light on the dash.
On the dash. Okay. Well, it's supposed to be lit when your car is in the on position.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. We'll talk to you again soon. And we have, let's see, let's go with Lisa and her first car. Chris, we'll come to you in just a few moments. Hey, Lisa, what was your first car?
Hi, I had an AMC Gremlin.
The Gremlins.
It was baby blue on the outside.
Aww.
And the inside was Levi jeans material.
Uh-huh. I remember that one.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So cool. It was so cool.
There was a dealer on Western and Arthur called Brown's that used to sell those.
Really? I think I bought mine in Elgin at the time, but I just love that car. And it was just like a little tank. It was just great.
My favorite one was the Pacer where you could put that 12-foot sandwich in it that was real big in the back.
I think I tried to get a Pacer at first because I wanted a purple car. But then I saw this one and I wanted one with
onions and lettuce.
When did your car give up the ghost or did you sell it?
No, I exchanged it. It never did. I just exchanged it. But the car I'm driving now, which is a 2003 Chevy Tracker, is still going strong. And I've only got
Geo?
That's cute. Those are cute.
Well, it's a Chevy Tracker, but it's the same.
Yeah, the same thing.
Body,
same model.
And I've only got about 69,000 miles on it.
Wow.
So I'm
nice. Wow.
Pristine.
Yeah.
Well done, Lisa.
Thank you.
Change your oil.
Thank you. Changing
yes,
the oil.
I do.
Let's take one.
Thanks a lot. Have a nice evening.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you too. Let's take one more before the break. Chris has a question about his battery. Hey, Chris.
Hi. I'm having the same problem, actually, with my 2012 Chevy Malibu. I just put a new battery in December, and actually I couldn't start it today. It was a brand new battery that I had gotten, and I got OnStar and Sirius XM satellite, and I think one of them has to be draining the battery over the period of time, and I'm leaning towards the satellite because of the fact if you get in an accident or something, they still have the ability to get in contact with you. So I think that may be running at all times, even though you're not an active subscriber.
You need to go to your dealer or a local shop, and they need to actually check each fuse that those two lines are on and turn your power off. And there's a way to test it with a test light.
Okay.
Hit the fuse. If the light comes on, you've got power going through it. If it doesn't, it's a zero and it's nothing. It's an easy check. It shouldn't cost too much, but that's the thing. But I would go to a dealer for that because they have the equipment to definitely test and plug into those systems.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Good luck with that. And one more. We have a few more call rooms. We have a few more slots open for callers. Look at that. We lit up. First cars. What was your first car? Or do you have a car question for Warren, our car guy, European and U.S. Auto at 4080 North Broadway. You can also call 773-248-1200. What are the numbers that you want to share? Is that the one?
The numbers? You mean 773-844-000 if you need to get towed?
Yeah, if you got to get towed.
Got to get towed. 24-7, 365.
That's 844-000-000. Don't use so many zeros. Which equals, you know, zero. 312-981-7200 is a number to call if you have a question for Warren right now or you want to tell us about your first car. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I've got in the studio with me, Warren, our car guy. You got a car? We've got your guy.
Yo.
And we're taking your calls, your questions about your car. Maybe tell us what your first car was. But, Warren, you have something to share with us. It's pretty unique. An item that you're hoping to help raise money for breast cancer awareness and research.
Yeah, the Avon Walk is coming up on the 4th and 5th of June. And my brother-in-law has this idea, and I agree with it totally, that these little shades that you wear and to protect you from the sun, but can elevate some financial benefit to Avon.
And they clip onto your any baseball cap that you have.
They clip onto any baseball cap, and we've got a couple different designs. One that has the 39 on it, and the other one has the symbol for breast cancer.
The breast cancer pink ribbon?
Yeah, the pink ribbon.
What's the 39? Is it the 39?
39 miles.
39 miles.
39 miles. Sweating, money-raising, charitable work. What a great cause.
Craig, we should do the 39-mile walk. Should we do
it? I'll do it with you.
All right, let's do the walk.
We have to start training now. Actually,
I
already could do this, probably.
Yeah, but I like stairs.
Craig, I don't know.
Craig could do 39 miles walking.
Yeah? Backwards?
Just walking.
I mean, can I have rollerblades?
Yeah,
no.
In your back pocket.
Awesome. Well, what do you mean?
You can ride on your
on your ass.
Oh, that's even better. You guys could push me,
pull you.
Can we get a wagon? You guys can go, and then I'll be in the wagon.
Well, we could talk about that. You get good gas mileage
in a wagon.
No, on your your butt.
There you go.
Actually, you could be gas-powered.
I like how he classied that up a little
right.
bit.
No, I like he changed that a little bit. The next vehicle recommended to me, it sounds like those are rollerblades.
Yes.
That's what I should go to next.
Well, actually, my daughter's doctor came into the store, and he had this skateboard that was motor-operated on, and he was going to take his skateboard back to his office during rush hour. But, you know, it was pretty risque, but he did it.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
By the way, I do want to say in the opening scenes of Batman versus Superman, Craig, Did you see it?
Not yet. I want to.
You know what I was laughing at? Because there's a type of car that I would avoid for various reasons,
mm-hmm.
and Bruce Wayne is driving. Do you remember what kind of car he's driving?
Is it like Jeep or
it's
something?
It's a Jeep.
Yeah.
It's a Jeep vehicle.
You hate Jeeps?
I've talked to several people. You have issues.
I have the death wobble.
I know that yours is older, but anything that has the word death and some other sort of
The death wobble happened a lot.
Well,
by the way.
You see, every automobile on the sun visor says something about death. You have to wear your seatbelts because if you don't, it could cause death.
Yeah, but this is an actual ailment. I was saying an ailment. He has a death wobble.
I wanted to talk about my trip to South Bend that I took this past weekend. We just got a cat.
Did you drive in your Jeep?
We did, yeah. No, I always drive in my Jeep. I just do that all the time. Thank you. We just
He's
got a
brave
cat,
man.
And my cat
I service it.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, Warren. Right, my cat hates to be in like boxes and stuff, so we let her out for part of the ride, and we hit a bump and did a death wobble, and the cat immediately went back into like her little enclosed space
Safety
without us even
virtue.
Trying. Yeah. The cat even knows that that car is the wrong thing to drive to South Bend.
Yeah, the cat's like, I'm going to stay in the box.
I'm going to get in the box. Guys just do your thing.
Esmeralda, are you at all impressed by the fact that he just told us that he lets the cat out of the box in the car?
That does happen.
Yeah.
She acts like a dog. My kitten is like a dog in the car.
Okay.
All right, it's dangerous.
Next thing so you're driving, and all of a sudden there's a cat with his claws on your face.
People do it with a dog in the back,
the
right?
Cat is a little more uncontrollable,
unstable.
Right, I imagine she'll get under the brake.
She whines so much if we leave her in the little box. She's so sad, with or without claws. She puts her little paws through, and she looks at us like, "Why would you do this to me?"
Yeah, mine does a weird.
More after this on 720 WGN.